ओम शांति। 11th July 2018 वेनसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी इग्नोरेंट ऑफ द नॉलेज ऑफ डिजायर इच्छा मात्रम अविद्या एंड रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली कंटेंट इन दिस लाइफ ऑफ डाइंग अलाइव। मर जीवा जन यू चिल्ड्रन हैव डाइड अलाइव in order to remain constantly content. Where there is contentment, there are all virtues and all powers, because you have made the Creator belong to you. Having found the Father, you have found everything. You receive multimillion times more than what you would have if all your desires were put together. Desires in front of this attainment is like a lamp in front of the sun. Let alone any desires arising, there is no question of even the existence of desires. You are filled with all attainments and you are therefore ignorant of the knowledge of desire and a constantly contented jewel. So Baba is telling us that you have already died alive, and that is why you are having that deep sense of contentment. Having found the Father, you have found everything, and you have received much more than all your desires put together. And all these desires are just like a lamp in front of the sun. So let alone any desires arising now, there is not even the question of existence of desire. You are filled with all attainments and therefore ignorant of the knowledge of desire and a constantly contented jewel. Once there was a stone cutter and he used to cut hard stones, and he was very fed up with his job because every day the same monotonous work, every day the same sweating, the same scorching heat of the sun, and the same work which was going on and that was not even earning much. So he was too much dissatisfied with his work, and one day he sees a rich man going and a retinue of people following him, and they all are praising him, and he feels, I am so unhappy. This man is so rich and he is greater than me, and he desires that if I become like this, how great it would be. And suddenly an angel appears, and that angel tells him, if you want to become, you will become. So be what you desire. And suddenly he becomes a rich man, and some people follow him, and he is going in that palki, palanquin, and he is so happy because now he has become rich. So while she is going, suddenly he sees a king passing that way, and the king is sitting on an elephant, and a huge army of soldiers is following the king, and he feels, what is this life of a rich man? The best person is this king. He is greater than me because he has even a huge army, and I don't have even army. So this king is greater than me. So the angel appears again and says, be what you desire. So suddenly he becomes king, and he is sitting on an elephant, and he has a crown, and he has beautiful decoration and clothes and ornaments, and then he is going. After some time, The sun is shining very, it's pouring fire. And that fire starts burning him with so much heat. He sees and he says, this sun is greater than me because he is burning me. What is this life of a king? I should be king. I should be the sun. The angel appears again. An angel says, be what you desire. And he turns into a sun. And then he is so happy because he is sending out rays throughout the world and he feels, now I am the greatest man in the world. I am the best. But then clouds come in between. And these clouds are obstructing his rays. And he feels, how dare these clouds come and obstruct my rays. And he says, what is this life of a king's son? These clouds are greater than me. So he says, I should become cloud. So angel appears again and sees and says, be what you want. And he becomes cloud. And now he is so happy because he is pouring rains on the surface of the earth. Everywhere there are rains and rains and rains. And he is so happy that he has become cloud. He is the most powerful because everywhere rains are coming, there are floods. And people are in disturbed and he feels, oh, I am so rich, I am so powerful that I can create such upheaval in the world. So everything is melting, everything is moving from one place to another. But he sees that there is one rock, one big stone which is untouched. And he feels that this stone is greater than me because it is unaffected by my downpour. So he says, I should become the stone. So he becomes the stone. And when he becomes the stone, now he feels that nobody can affect me. I am the richest, I am the greatest, I am the strongest person, strongest thing in the world. But then he sees another stone cutter coming. And that stone cutter is trying to break the stone. So he says, this stone cutter is greater than me. And he says, now, oh, let me become stone cutter because there is none in the world which is greater than stone cutter. And then he becomes stone cutter and now he is so happy. He is very happy in cutting stones. Earlier also he was stone cutter. But now everything has changed. He has tasted the world and now he comes to the realization that the job of the stone cutter is the best job in the world. And he attains that supreme contentment. So Baba is saying, all your desires put together, whatever worldly material desires you have, temporal desires, what you have received now here is multi-million times. Only thing is that realization should come. So all your desires in front of this attainment are just like a lamp in front of a sun. So, you children have died alive. This is your dvij. You are dvij. Brahmins are dvij, twice born. This is your new birth. This is your marjiva janm. You have died alive. Why? In order to remain content. So, where there is contentment, where there is satisfaction, where there is this sense, there are all virtues and all powers. Because you have made Creator belong to you. In one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba has said, in this confluence age, God is in your pocket. He is in your feast. So, having found the Father, you have found everything. There's nothing remained in the world to be found. There is near nothing remained in the world which is unattained, found. So having found the Father, you found everything. You receive multi-million times more than what you would have if all of your desires were put together. So desire is just like a lamp. Worldly desires, material desires, the desire for name, fame and glory and desire for wealth of the world, the desire for for becoming something in the world, all these desires are gone. Mahatma Buddha has said this desire, Trishna, they are insatiable. Understand the desire of the nature of the desire. How does the desire work? Try to fulfill all your desires one after another. You will find that they remain hungry all the time. You never come to the point of satiety. Always there is a desire to have something. And the moment I have a desire to get this duster, so I strive hard to get this duster. And so long I keep on striving, I am restless. And the moment I get this duster, then this duster is no more important to me. No, I don't want this. Now I want this sketch pen. Now I try to get this sketch pen and I am so much restless. The moment I get it, it again becomes useless. Now I want something else. This is the nature of the desire. Desires are like the waves. They keep on coming and coming and coming. They never stop, they never end. So that is their nature. It is not that we need to suppress the desires. Repression of the desire will further fuel those desires. It is not the suppression, it is not the repression, it is not the Daman philosophy. It is the philosophy of sublimation, it is the philosophy of understanding the worthlessness of the desires. What are the deepest desires that are making me restless? And those desires have nothing to do with jnana and yoga. Ponder upon them, churn them, understand them, go into the depth of them. And as said many times in the past, understanding is complete freedom. Complete understanding is complete freedom. Understand the nature of the desire. And that is the way we get rid of it. So desires, just as this stone cutter, he has a desire to become something, something which is greater, something which is higher. And ultimately when he realized that where he was, that is the highest stage. After going through all this, then he became contented. Otherwise, he was stone cutter earlier, but that time he was dissatisfied. But when he realized that I am the greatest, after that experience, he became contented. So, Baba is saying us straight away, when we are stone cutter here, that your job is the greatest job. But then if you want to try, you can go through all that process of the worldly desires. And then realize and then see what those desires give you. Except restlessness, peacelessness, disturbance, upheaval, wandering of the intellect. That is what desire gives. So, it is not the suppression of the desire, but understanding of the desire. If the desires come, let them come. See them. They are the birds. Suppose this is our mind. Our mind is a tree. And these desires are the birds sitting, perching on this tree. See them as a detached observer. How they come, how they sit, and how they fly away. Study the nature of the desires. There is no end to the desires. There was a man who had a huge house, a palatial mansion, and he was very proud of it. Such a beautiful house I have. And if anybody comes to his house, first thing he would do is to take him and show him his entire house. This is the swimming pool, and this is the playground, and this is the dining, and this is the that. He was so proud of that house, and he would love that house so much. Because he would feel restless. If somebody comes as a guest, he has to show and spend half an hour showing him different things. This is this, this is this, this is this, this is this. And he used to feel so much happiness in describing different things. This has come from Japan and that has come from Switzerland. And this has come from, chandelier has come from this place. And this flower pot and this thing and that thing. Exquisite things. exotic things he had. So all the beautiful things. So there was one of his friends. So every time his friend would come, once in a year or more than that, he would do the same thing. So once this friend came, and this time, this owner of the house, his friend, is not showing him anything. So he was surprised. Why this time he is not showing him anything? Because the house is same, and that is his habit, that he would show everything and he would tell from where this thing has come and what is its cost, price tag. This is this much and it has come from this place. This is this much. This time he is not showing, he was just unhappy and sitting sad. So he asked him, what happened? Why are you not showing me your house? So he says, is this a house? There is no beauty. Look at the other person who has constructed a new house in front. That is the house. So beautiful. So long as that house was not there, this was very beautiful. But now when that is there, this has become dilapidated. This has become old, age-worn. So intellect works in that comparative manner. It compares everything, what I have achieved. This, I gave the example of house, it could be anything, vehicle, it could be subtle or gross attainment, anything. So understand how the nature of, how the desire works, how the Ichha, how the Trishna works. It works in a very subtle manner. It makes you so much restive, ill at ease, not allowing to stay in peace even for a moment. It makes you run and run and run. And when you achieved it, you don't get anything. There was a philosopher, Bertrand Russell. He has said, there are two types of unhappy people in the world. First are those who desire something but do not get it. These are the first type of unhappy people in the world. There's those who want something, they try, but they do not get. That is the first unhappy people. Second, those who desire something and they get that thing. These are the two types of unhappy people. And this second one, they are more unhappy than the first one. Because the first one, they keep on trying and trying and they do not get. Example, Laila and Majnu. They couldn't marry. So they were so unhappy whole life. And they died. For example, if they had married, they would have become more unhappy. Because there is a distance. So love is more. When the distance is gone and two persons come together, then they start becoming unhappy. Earlier they don't see each other's defects, faults, and they miss each other. And the world is trying to oppose. So the love increases all the more. Let the world withdraw. Let them come together. Probably they will become unhappy. So this is how the world works. This is how the desire works. This is all the psychology of desire. So it's not about things, objects, persons. It's about the internal stage. Contentment has nothing to do with outside things. It has no relationship with objects, money, wealth, position. All these things will come and all these things will go. They are transitory, momentary. They come and they go, that is their nature. Our real contentment doesn't depend on them. It's possible that the poorest person in the world who is sitting on the and sleeping on the footpath, he is so happy and he is so contented. And the richest man in the world is restless. He has everything, but he cannot sleep without sleeping pills. That is the reality of the world. So Baba is reminding us again and again, that you have found the Father, you have found everything. So what desires you had, they are just like lamp in front of the sun. So let alone the desire arising, now Baba is saying there is not even the question of existence of desire. Iccha matram avidya. You are filled with all attainments, but have I really? That is the question one has to ask oneself. What are the attainments? What I have achieved? And this is a million-dollar question. What I have achieved? To answer this question, you need deep silence. You need deep thinking, a solitude, a calmness, an undisturbed atmosphere where you just sit and churn and think and look back and introspect and retrospect and see the life as a whole, which is known as, we discussed that day, holistic approach, Gestalt. There was a psychologist, Gestalt, and he propounded the philosophy of Gestalt philosophy. Gestalt means you don't look at tukda tukda, you don't look at pieces, you look at the whole picture, whole life. It's not that at this moment I am little unhappy, so I am so much dissatisfied in this Brahmin life because somebody is not behaving nicely with me, because the situations are not good, everything is running against the grain with me. So in this unfavorable, uncongenial, adverse situation, I feel that whole Brahmin life is like that. It's not like that. Look at the entire picture. This is just a small scene of the drama. And no scene is permanent. Now whatever is there, that will go away. The only certain thing in drama is uncertainty. This is all, ultimately drama is fixed, but everything is changing. This will also pass, this will also pass, this will also pass. Nothing will stay for long. So, always contemplate on the nature of the desire. Only think about what I have achieved. What are the attainments I have from God? And this thought will free the mind from all the restlessness. So this is today's jewel, today's blessing. Om Shanti.